This is the White House Report. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump paid a surprise Thanksgiving visit to Afghanistan, where he announced the U.S. and Taliban have been engaged in ongoing peace talks, and said he believes the Taliban wants a ceasefire. In his first trip to the site of America's longest war, Trump arrived at Bagram Airfield shortly after 8:30 p.m. local time on Thursday and spent 3.5 hours on the ground, surfing Turkey, thanking the troops, and sitting down with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani before leaving just after midnight. As per tradition, reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure the president's safety in the country. About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan, traveling with Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming and a small clutch of aides, including his acting chief of staff, press secretary, and national security advisor. Trump appeared in good spirits as he was escorted around the base by heavily armed soldiers, as the smell of burning fuel and garbage wafted through the chilly air. Unlike last year's post-Christmas visit to Iraq, First Lady Melania Trump did not make the trip. During his visit, Trump said the U.S. and Taliban have been engaged in peace talks and insisted the Taliban wants to make a deal after heavy U.S. fire in recent months. It was not immediately clear how long or substantive the U.S. re-engagement with the Taliban has been. According to the Christian Post, a Coptic Christian woman has won a major legal victory against Egypt's Islamic inheritance law that greatly favors men. Christian human rights lawyer Huda Nasrallah announced that a Cairo court ruled in her favor Monday, deciding that, as a Christian, she has a right to the same share of her father's inheritance as her brothers. The decision follows a nearly year-long legal fight that has seen two other judges rule in favor of Egypt's Islamic inheritance law that grants male relatives twice as much share of a family member's inheritance as female relatives. The Associated Press reported last week that when Nasrallah presented her case to a higher court, she based her argument around a Coptic Christian doctrine that calls for an inheritance to be distributed equally. On Tuesday, Nasrallah told the AP that she is thrilled by the verdict and hopes it will serve as an encouragement to women in her country. According to Al Jazeera, Italian rescue teams were trying on Wednesday to save six family members, including twin toddlers trapped under rubble when their house collapsed after Albania's worst earthquake in decades. The death toll from Tuesday's quake rose to 30, as rescue workers dug through the remains of the four-story house in the Adriatic port city of Doris. 9 members of the Lala family were initially trapped, but a boy of 17 was pulled out alive on Tuesday, and the bodies of a 79-year-old woman and an 8-year-old girl have been recovered. The rescue workers, watched by relatives and the twins' father, believe two girls aged 18 months, two boys of 6 and 7, a 16-year-old girl and a disabled man of 52 are still under the rubble. Teams of soldiers, police, and emergency workers sifted through the debris of shredded apartment blocks and hotels in towns near Albania's northwest Adriatic coast, close to the epicenter of the 6.4 magnitude earthquake that rattled the country. Most of those found dead were pulled from rubble in the coastal city of Doris and Thuman, a town north of the capital, Tirana. According to USA Today, 10 animals were killed on Thanksgiving evening in a barn fire at an Ohio wildlife park, officials said. 3 giraffes, 3 Red River hogs, 3 bongos, and a springbok were listed as the animals who died, according to Holly Hunt, a co-owner of African Safari Wildlife Park. Bongos are a large antelope species, while a springbok is a medium-sized antelope. Our African Safari Wildlife Park team is devastated by the loss of animals housed in a barn destroyed by fire that was discovered early Thanksgiving evening, the Facebook post said. We are grateful that our staff is safe and no one was injured, but the loss of the wildlife that we care for every day is tragic for our team members who love these animals. Due to the fire, the safari will be closed Friday as staff mourn the loss of the wildlife. A cause of the fire has not been determined. The social media post said an investigation will be conducted to determine the cause of the fire. According to Today, Toby Mack is remembering his late son, Truett Foster McKeehan, as his family prepared for their first Thanksgiving since McKeehan's death last month. Christian rapper Toby Mack posted a series of emotional photos on Twitter and Instagram from the funeral for his son, an aspiring rapper who was found dead at age 21 on October 23rd at a home in Nashville, Tennessee. As we enter this week of Thanksgiving, we have something we'd like to share. Such overwhelming love has surrounded us this last month, he wrote. We still don't quite know which end is up, but we do know that we are loved. As we mourn our firstborn son, God has poured out his love on us through people. The photo shows Toby Mack hugging family and friends, as well as pallbearers wearing red hoodies with Shiloh on them. McKeehan performs under that name, as well as True, True Dog, and Truett Foster. The cause of his death remains under investigation, and local authorities told the Tennessean last month that an autopsy would be conducted. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and he always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.